WTY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Chance for snow. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 31. Overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cattle and Feed report out on Thursday. Shell Shagum with the numbers.
The number of cattle on feed on December 1st was just under 12 million head, which was about 0.5% below the December 1st, 2020 numbers. During November, feedlots placed about 1.97 million head of cattle, which was about 4% above 2020. They marketed just under 1.9 million head during November, which was 5% above 2020. But when you make an adjustment for the fact that there was one extra slaughter day during November of 2021, it was fractionally above the 2020 number. Fractionally meaning about 0.3%.
He also has numbers from the quarterly hog and pig report.
If we look at the number of hogs and pigs on December 1st, it was about 74.2 million head, which was about 4% below a year ago. It was estimated that there were just under 6.2 million head of hogs kept for breeding, which was about unchanged from a year earlier. The number of hogs which farrowed during September-November was just over 3 million head, which was about 5% below a year ago. Producers indicated intentions to farrow about 2.9 million head in December, February, and just over 3 million head in March, May. And that would be unchanged for the December, February farrowing and about 1% lower than 2021 for the March, May 2022 farrowing intention number. The pig crop, 33.7 million head, which was about 4% below a year ago.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A home was struck several times by bullets in a Mays neighborhood early Monday morning. According to a Facebook post made by the Mays Police Department around 3:12 a.m. on Monday morning, Mays Police were called out to reports of shots fired in the area of Hunter's Glen neighborhood. That's near 45th Street North and K-96 Highway. When police arrived, officers discovered a home in the 700 block of South Long Branch had been struck by several bullets fired from the street in front of the residence. Police are also asking residents in the area to check surveillance video footage for anything unusual between 2:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m. and provide that footage to police. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Kansas increased by 6,939 to a total of 512,461, the state health department reported Monday afternoon. The state reported 14 additional COVID-19 deaths for a total of 6,964. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models with approved credits, warranties, and limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
No serious injuries were reported after a car and semi-trailer collided late Monday afternoon on the Kansas Turnpike just east of Topeka. The collision reported at 3:50 p.m. Monday near the I-70-I-470 split just east of Turnpike's East Topeka Toll Plaza in Shawnee County. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2009 Hyundai passenger car was traveling west on I-70 when a 2020 International semi-trailer attempted to turn left to take I-470 south toward Wichita. The patrol said the semi-trailer then ran into the Hyundai. A 40-year-old Manhattan man is facing criminal charges after police say he jumped on the hood of a moving car during a fight over fishing poles. According to the Riley County Police Department, their agency filed a report for aggravated battery, criminal damage to property, and criminal trespass in the 200 block of North 11th Street at 10:38 on Christmas Eve. Officials say Daniel Westgate, 40 of Manhattan, and a 42-year-old man were fighting over damage to three fishing poles. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A former school board member who was removed from office after she refused to wear a mask to meetings in central Nebraska has filed a lawsuit seeking to be reinstated. The Kearney Hub reports that Katie Sensel filed her lawsuit last month against the Minden School District superintendent and the board members who voted to remove her from the board. She argues she shouldn't have been prevented from participating in board meetings and the board lacked the authority to remove her. Economists and business leaders say Nebraska's economy fared better than most in the U.S. this year amid inflation, labor shortages, rising wages, and supply chain struggles. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the state's economy in 2021 was stable despite high-profile challenges. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says Nebraska has rebounded and performed quite well. Nebraska had the lowest state unemployment rate in the U.S. in November at 1.8% and one of the nation's best labor participation rates. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Where will you find the best deals? Horse Trailer Sales, because they make it easy.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
New or a great selection of quality pre-owned trailers? When you're looking for the dealer that will treat you right price-wise and otherwise, well, we make it easy at Horse Trailer Sales. We've got what you're looking for. And at Horse Trailer Sales, that goes for service, too. At Horse Trailer Sales, you'll find easy bank financing. You deserve the best, and we make it easy at Horse Trailer Sales. Come on in today and see what we've got, because we'll save you so much more at Horse Trailer Sales.
We make it
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Public Works Administrator presented a list of bridges to be repaired or replaced in Marshall County in the upcoming year. The board encouraged Mike Craig to again contact Oquito Township to attend a Gage County meeting to ask them to cost share construction of the bridge needed on the state line. Bids were received for two bridge packages and stock bridge material, with low bids approved, including $77,000 for one bridge and $106,000 for the other. Commissioners again took up the matter of cattle guards that Brett Parker had installed in Waterville Township, noting that the township did not agree to the cattle guards' placement from the beginning. Jeff Hyman, who represents Waterville Township, was present. The Parkers originally petitioned the township to close Unicorn Road. Receiving no response, they repetitioned and again received no response. Therefore, they went ahead and installed the cattle guards. A representative from Kansas Livestock Association addressed commissioners and encouraged them to look at the situation objectively and not emotionally. Commissioners voted 2-1 to deny the application of Brett and Amanda Parker and require them to remove the cattle guards by noon, January 4th. They may reapply as soon as the county policy is put in place and appropriate permits are obtained. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaver voted no. Cottage Hill Township representatives addressed the board regarding a sign that was placed by a private citizen in the middle of a township road indicating the road is closed. The board advised the township to contact council, remove the sign, and send a letter to the landowner. As a reminder, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's, and commissioners will meet January 4th. Washington County commissioners last week approved a 5% raise for all full-time employees this next year beginning January 3rd. A local disaster emergency was declared as a result of recent windstorms, which did damage throughout the county. The transfer station in Washington County will be closed January 1st for New Year's and will be open again on January 8th. Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget as presented following a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Public Works advised they'll be looking into receiving FEMA funds to help cover the cost of repairs necessary following damages incurred during the recent windstorm. Commissioners indicated they would consider a proposal to divide the transit program from the nutrition program in the Senior Services Department after reviewing a proposal from the interim director. No action was taken on discussion of pay for non-elected personnel. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of December 27th. Their next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 3rd.
Donald L. Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away on Friday, December 17th. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lynn. Interment is also at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery. Visitation will begin from 5 to 8 p.m. Wednesday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church for the passing of Donald L. Dodd. Francis M. Massey, 97, of Frankfort, passed away last Friday at the Eastridge Nursing Home in Centralia. A graveside funeral service will be held at 10:30 this Friday at the Vermilion Cemetery in Vermilion. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Thursday at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. A memorial fund is established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel for the passing of Francis M. Massey.
The River Valley Extension District Office is participating in a statewide program featuring risk management skills for Kansas women in agriculture. The series begins January 12th, continuing through February 2nd, and will include budgeting, crop insurance, crop marketing, and farm bill program topics. Advance registration discounts before December 31st. For additional details, contact the River Valley Extension District Office at Washington, 325-2121.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Washington County Hospital wishes you and your family happiness, health, peace, and prosperity this holiday season and in the coming new year. May the magic of Christmas fill your heart all year long. Thank you for a beautiful year and warmest wishes in the new year from the Washington County Hospital.
Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is hoping your winter days are warm and bright, and that the Christmas season fill your hearts with warmth, peace, and joy. Wishing you a happy Christmas holiday and a prosperous new year. Cheers to the future from Wanklin Oil in Frankfort.
Christmas is a season of great joy, a time for remembering the past, making new memories, and hoping for the future. May the glorious message of peace and love fill you and yours with joy during this wonderful season. From Schroller Collision Center in Marysville, season's greetings.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level low continues to move further southeast today, our temperatures will start to steadily decrease. We will remain fairly above average today before quickly cooling off overnight tonight.
Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s through mid 30s throughout Nebraska. Still staying very mild throughout Kansas and Missouri, with highs ranging in the upper 30s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and upper 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will start to steadily drop off overnight tonight. For today's forecast, partly sunny skies and a high nearing 53. A bit breezy out of the south between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 15 degrees. Mostly cloudy as we head into Wednesday and a high nearing 32. Clear and a low of 13 Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11.
How did turkey and ham get to be the official meats of the holidays? We investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 28th. It is the 362nd day of the year, and Denzel Washington has a birthday. You might have wondered, as we have, why some foods like turkey and ham are standard holiday fare. Before the modern era, there were certainly practical reasons. Turkeys were tastiest in the fall as their hormones shifted in the cooling weather and they fattened up. Meat preservation was easier in winter, so hogs were commonly butchered in the fall. After curing for several months, hams were ready by Easter. But with modern food preservation techniques, there's no reason we can't enjoy both year-round. Habits are hard to break, though. It may be a while before they replace hot dogs and potato salad in July. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from J&M Liquor in Wymore. Open on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. From your hometown liquor store, J&M Liquor.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas men's basketball will host Nevada on Wednesday at 7 p.m. inside historic Allen Fieldhouse. The contest will be televised on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Tickets for the previously scheduled December 29th game versus Harvard will be valid for admission to the Nevada contest and will not be reissued. And after making an adjustment to find a replacement game for Wednesday's non-conference finale, the University of Kansas men's basketball team learned it will have to wait to kick off Big 12 play. TCU was set to play in Lawrence on New Year's Day, but the program announced Monday night that plans are changing in accordance with Big 12 Conference basketball game threshold guidelines. The postponement for the New Year's Day game pushes KU's Big 12 opener to January 4th on the road against Oklahoma State. Former Kansas State forward Xavier Sneed has signed a deal to join the Memphis Grizzlies. It's a 10-day contract with the Grizzlies that falls under the NBA's COVID-related hardship exemption. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The Kansas City Chiefs will never take for granted winning their division, which they've now done six straight times. But a thorough thrashing of the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night served notice to the rest of the league that they have their focus on a much bigger prize. The Chiefs improved to 11-4 with their eighth straight win and maintained their place a game ahead of Tennessee atop the conference standings with two games left in the regular season. That would give them the coveted first-round bye while ensuring all of their playoff games would take place in Arrowhead Stadium. Three KCAC athletes, all linemen, were named to the All-America First Team. Keegan Martin of Bethel and Jaron Hightower of Kansas Wesleyan were honored as offensive linemen on the first team, while Jacob Garcia of Ottawa was one of the defensive linemen named to the first team. 12 KCAC athletes were on the AFCA Honorable Mention Squad, with 6 on offense and 6 on defense. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty, and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online, or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Cold winter winds may make you shiver, but wind chill doesn't impact our plants the same way. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Wind chill is a measure of how cold we feel based on wind speed and temperature. This impacts humans and animals, but our plants only respond to the actual ambient temperature. Winter winds do, however, impact our plants. Wind can dry evergreen foliage and stems, causing browning, dieback, and death. This is a bigger issue in winter since the air is drier and ground may be frozen. Prevent winter damage by watering plants thoroughly before the ground freezes and spread a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch over the soil surface. Pull it back from the trunks of trees, stems of shrubs, and crowns of perennials. Use discarded Christmas trees, fabric, or decorative fencing to create windbreaks. This is especially important around broadleaf evergreens exposed to winter wind and sun. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's a big deal to meet the President of the United States. Some people will do just about anything to travel to a place where they might get to shake the President's hand. That's what Bob did. He even hitchhiked to get there. But what happened next was quite unexpected. It's part of our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bob Slater was a college student interested in meeting the President of the United States.
In October of 1952, I was a student at St. Benedict's College in Atchison. Harry Truman was going to be in St. Joe campaigning for Adlai Stevenson for president.
Bob's family had a connection to Truman. His father had supported the fellow Missourians' campaigns as far back as 1934.
In fact, they were so close that they exchanged correspondence all through the years. Dad had something like 300 letters from Mr. Truman.
Bob and a couple of friends from college did not have a car, so they hitchhiked the 30 or so miles from Atchison, Kansas to St. Joe to see Truman's speech. To their delight, the president had invited Bob's father to meet him in his private train car following the event.
How different things were in those days. Dad took us with him and told the security guy, he's with me, and he had credentials. We had nothing. You know, we're three college kids.
Bob, his dad, and two college friends had a great conversation with the president. At one point, Truman asked Bob about his travel arrangements.
He said, how'd you fellas get up here? He said, well, we hitchhiked. Of course, in those days, that was a common thing. And he said, well, here, I want to help you get back to Atchison.
The president turned to one of the local police officers working security for the event.
Sergeant, he says, take these fellas down to the Atchison Highway. First big car comes by, it has some space in it. I stop and tell them that the president would like them to take them back to St. Benedict's College.
Bob says the sergeant was just as surprised as the three college students. But nonetheless, he took the young men to the main highway and did as the president instructed.
Flagged down this car. I'm sure the driver was very relieved he wasn't getting a traffic ticket. We wonder what in the world's going on here. The policeman says the president would like to have you take these fellows down to St. Benedict's College.
It was a very unique memory Bob will never forget, with a U.S. president helping him hitchhike back to school. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor. A John Deere 4240. Trucks and a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD, 52,000 miles, 2017 Chevy Equinox, 30,000 miles, 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer, 2014 Polaris 900 XP. The equipment includes a New Holland Swather, it's diesel, John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler, 12-foot wheel rake, a drill, 9-shank soil saver, 20-foot wing disc, 7-foot shredder, miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000-gallon propane tanks, 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Handmade clothing is a treasure, especially if the fiber comes from your animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Spin your own yarn with a bit of practice and a couple of tools as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic. the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Spinning animal fiber into yarn is an age-old practice. Wool from sheep and alpacas, angora from rabbits, and cashmere from goats can provide clothing for your family or to sell to others. Kathleen Maurer and her husband, Carrie, raise sheep near Stanley, New Mexico, and she is accomplished in fiber arts. She says for someone who wants to learn how to spin, sheep wool is the easiest to start with.
We take it off the sheep, and then we go through a process of washing it. And then combing. There's two different ways you can kind of prepare it, with wool combs or with wool cards. And then once you get the wool combed or carded, then it's ready to spin.
Maurer says a spindle is an inexpensive tool for beginners learning how to spin. You can find one for about $20. Spinning wheels make the process go faster, but they're much pricier, at hundreds or even thousands of dollars. All you need is a tool to add a twist to the fiber as you pull it out a little bit at a time from a clump of wool. This process is called drafting.
As you pull the fibers out from the supply of wool, they kind of line up, and then you twist them, and that's what forms the yarn. If you want to have a two-ply or a three-ply yarn, you ply the yarn, twisting the singles next to each other, going the other direction, and that's what makes a thicker yarn.
Maurer says even though the process is very easy, it's something you have to master with practice. She recommends going to spinning classes or having someone work with you. But once you've got it down, sky's the limit on what you can create. Learn more about making your own yarn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover recognizes every day the valued relationships that they've established with the community over the years. Proud to continue service and support for our hometown, Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover says thanks to you. Season's greetings and best wishes.
I'm Farm Bureau Agent Brian Crott. My team and I are proud to be part of the Marysville community. We thank you for your business, and we wish you and your families a safe and joyful season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Farm Bureau Financial Services.
KNDY.
China's efforts to rebuild swine production have been a boon for global feed grain producers. More today on Farm to Fork. The clock is ticking for the big buy two, get one free glove promotion at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply. You have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Shop from a huge selection of work glove styles from brands like DeWalt, Carhartt, and more, including Sugar River by Gempler's. And the best part of the deal, there's no limit. For every two pair of gloves you buy, the third pair is free. It's a perfect time to stock up for your farm or business. And for the colder weather, a new pair of insulated gloves is just the ticket. Don't forget, you have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Select the quantities and styles you want, and when it's time to check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Buy two, get one free. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gempler's, family-owned, fiercely independent. At the recent annual meeting of the American Feed Trade Association, economist Dan Bossi said there are some new demand drivers for global feed producers. Bossi, who is president of Ag Resource Company in Chicago, says one is China's need for feed.
With African swine fever, China decided that they no longer could feed food waste to their hogs. In China, it was very common to just take your leftover from dinner and throw it out the door. That doesn't happen anymore. That's now outlawed. That was about 36 million metric tons of food waste that went to hogs. Now China's supplanting that with corn and a more westernized diet, a real big change. They are now taking one out of every four bushels of feed that's traded around the world.
Another new demand driver, says Bossi, is the impact of climate change on crop production.
So as we look at climate change, we're seeing about two times the more floods, two times the more droughts. I think this is having an impact about global crop yields. A lot of this is because our poles are warming. And as we warm the poles, we lose the vitality of our jet stream. That jet stream slows down. We get pattern stagnation. We end up with more wetness and more, of course, dryness.
Another driver Bossi mentioned is renewable diesel fuel. And we'll cover that further in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed how many of us look at the world and how everything is interconnected. And that includes consumers and the dairy aisle. If there's one silver lining during the COVID-19 pandemic with their challenges, if it's this, consumers have rediscovered dairy. As dairy has become a bigger industry here in the state of Kansas and the Plains Estate, the Holstein Association USA has asked the Pennsylvania Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, to share his thoughts on how consumer perceptions have changed over the last 2 years when it comes to dairy.
The rediscovery of food, and particularly dairy products that came out of the pandemic, is that people have really looked around and said, where did this come from? who produced it. And that's a wonderful story for agriculture generally, but particularly here in Pennsylvania, where you've got 50 million people in the neighborhood, and that is our market and our reach. So great opportunity.
Pennsylvania is among the top 10 dairy-producing states in the country with a wide range of herd sizes and operations. Redding says he's encouraged by how many in the industry have responded to the recent adversary issues.
Dairy, you know, it's proven to be amazingly resilient. When you're in the food system and the food system is turned upside down, there are going to be repercussions to that. It's diversified. It's challenged for sure. But I still believe it's one of the great bright spots of our future.
He goes on to say the consumer's awareness level about their food is at an all-time high, which offers new opportunities for dairy producers in the country.
What has also changed is the expectation of engagement with those producers. And that's something we've got to continually work at. It has changed in the marketing side, the number of producers who are looking at direct marketing. I think that's an opportunity for Pennsylvania, particularly with our smaller herds. It's where we can diversify further. And I think there's value in that documentation, that verification, that authenticity that comes from, you know, genetic stock. And just it gets you a record of not just the sire and dam and you know, the history.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The cattle on feed report out on Thursday, it showed cattle on feed down slightly. The numbers on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. with feedlots of capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 12 million on December 1st, slightly below the December 1st, 2020 numbers. Placements in feedlots in November totaled 1.97 million head, 4% above 2020. The net placements were at 1.9 million head. Ad marketings of fed cattle during November, 1.87 million head, 5% above 2020. Marketings were at the highest for November since the series began in 1996. November 2021 included one additional day of slaughter compared to last year. Also, the quarterly hog and pig report was released on Thursday. U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs as of December 1st, 74.2 million head, down 4% from December 1st a year ago, and down 1% from September 1st of this year. Breeding inventory, 6.18 million head, up slightly from last year, but down slightly from the previous quarter. Hog market inventory, 68 million head, down 4% from last year and down 1% from the last quarter. The pig crop for this last quarter, September through November, 33.7 million head, down 4% from 2020. Sow's farrowing in the period totaled 3.01 million head, down 5% from last year. The average pig save per litter, 11.19 for September-November period, compared to 11.05 a year ago. Hog producers intend to have 2.94 million sows farrow in the December through February quarter, up slightly from the actual farrowing to the same time a year earlier. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As Christmas quickly approaches, it's time to start planning and shopping for this season's Christmas gifts. Hometown Lumber and Hardware suggests the Big Green Egg.
It would make an excellent family gift that everyone can pitch in for. There are also great accessories to make preparing meals easy and fun. From grilling to roasting, baking to smoking, the Big Green Egg is the way to go this Christmas. Shop local and make a difference. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
A layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Sometimes the weight of a heavy snowfall is too much for a barn or outbuilding and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
The dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so he suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. Keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned, there are signs of damage to watch for.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if the building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at side walls, trusses, if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about snow load at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Markets wrapping up here in just a little bit. Kind of mixed across the board still for the grains, mostly lower. Even the soybeans, it saw some positive gains. We're starting to see some red pop up on the board as the day progresses and goes along there. We see the corn and wheat moving further into the red as well. On the other flip, on the livestock side, we see a lot more green on the board than what we had seen earlier this morning. Starting off with your corn market, March corn is down 8.75 right now, sitting at 6.06. per bushel, so things moving downward there. Kansas City really took a big hit for the wheat market, down 25.5 cents at 8.21 1/4. In the soybeans, they were up a while ago. We're seeing them in the red now. January soybeans down 2.25 at 13.60 1/4. We have the meal for January in the green by $3 at 4.17.80, and the bean oil is struggling a little bit as well, down 27 cents at 56.45. Over in the cotton market, we started off green there. Things a little bit slower now. down 209 for the March cotton at 110 and 19 cents. And the oats market moving further down into the red as well, down 20 cents even right now, sitting at 704 a bushel. Livestock market, on the other hand, we're seeing mostly a higher. We see live cattle for December up 75 cents at 138.05. The feeder cattle is up $1.27 right now at 163.70. Lean hogs, the early futures are in the red a little bit, down 87 cents for the February at 82.77. The May lean hogs, however, are up in the green 32 cents at 92 and 17 cents. So we'll see if they can hang on to that before the end of trading today. Over in the U.S. dollar index, mostly higher here right now. We'll see if that maintains. March U.S. dollar index up 12 cents, sitting at 96.21. We have the 30-year bonds up just slightly at 160 and a quarter. And the 10-year notes for March are in the green by about 3 points at 130 and 21. Stock market today still kind of mixed, as we have the Dow Jones up by 95 points at 36,397. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from C-Tech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tech Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
KNDY.
Yeah. country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.